If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
At the very beginning of your career, you should go and taste a lot of different flavors of ice cream. Go taste the different flavors of real estate. I'm going to go to this seminar. I'm going to learn from this strategy. I'm going to invest in this education. I'm going to work with this coach. I'm going to learn these things. But at some point, you need to choose one.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
Stephen Pesavento is a real estate entrepreneur and managing partner of Von Finch Capital. Investing full-time since 2016, he's completed over 200 transactions, renovated nearly 100 houses, and transacted on over $26 million in residential investment real estate. Stephen's investors have entrusted him with over $11 million of investor capital, delivering solid, consistent returns. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, super excited to be here, Sam.
The pleasure's all mine. The same questions I ask everybody who comes on the show is, where did you start? Where are you now? And really, how did you get there?
Yeah, well, it's such a good question because everyone's got a story like that, right? And so where am I now? We invest in multifamily real estate and in some of the top markets in the country. We do so through syndication with our passive investing partners, and we absolutely love what we do. But that's not where I started. I started my career back in management consulting. I really had gone that traditional path, go to university, graduate, get the kind of premier position as a management consultant. But what I learned very quickly was that something was missing, that there was this passion, this drive, this excitement that I had felt and was feeling, but I wasn't seeing that in my colleagues. I wasn't seeing that in the office. It felt like I've got to go on this journey to go find it. So I ventured out into technology, into tech, working in the startup space, started some of my own companies. And then eventually that led me to real estate. And somewhere along the way, as I continue to realize every time that I had doubled my income and I had made more money with every single new position I took, I realized that money wasn't the answer to all of our problems. Now, it's super important and it's a lot better to be rich and unhappy than to be the other way. But at the end of the day, that's where personal development really came in. And that's where the investor mindset was really born. I run the Investor Mindset podcast, phenomenal show. We get to speak with some incredible people, but that show is all about, and my philosophy is all about, how to go out and figure out how to think better, how to be better, and how to do better. And throughout my career, that's really been a driving force. And it's part of the reason why real estate was so appealing. And I'll tell you why in just a sec.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, walk us through some of that philosophy. How did you develop it? And what does that mean to you?
Yeah, well, to me, mindset is the thoughts and beliefs that directly lead to the actions you take and therefore the outcomes you experience in life. And by changing those thoughts and beliefs, you end up altering the actions that you take and therefore the experience and the way that you're actually interacting with life. And so by simply understanding that mindset is not a silver bullet, but it's a foundational principle that you can upgrade the way that you're thinking, you can then therefore change your entire world. And so I've spent countless hours interviewing hundreds of some of the most successful investors and thought leaders to really understand what is success. How do they think and how can we apply these thoughts and beliefs in our own world? It's led me directly into the position that I am. Started out in real estate with no experience, flipped over 75 houses my first year, 200 houses within 2.5 years, and then eventually realized the economies of scale were limited in single family and made my way into commercial real estate. And so by realizing that simply by going out and finding other successful people that were doing what I wanted to do, model their behavior, and then model the thoughts and beliefs that they use every single day to be able to show up to create that business, I was able to essentially do exactly the same. And I repeated that, stepping from a high point in single family to a new point in multifamily to be able to go and create the exact same results in this space as well. And so there's 5 success principles that I've really found that are core of the investor mindset. I'm happy to share each of those as we kind of continue to talk through today's conversation. But at the baseline is that by understanding some of these things that are common within some of the most successful individuals out there, These are things that we can learn and we can apply. And what I find so interesting is that they are often some of the most simple or basic concepts, but yet so many of us are not actually applying them or using them every day.
Man, that's it. Let's hear them. Let's hear the five principles. I think that would be fantastic to kind of dive into those.
Yeah. So the first principle, and again, remember, as you're listening to this, I want to prime you guys to be ready to get some value from it. So as you're listening, you might think to yourself, I've heard this or I know this, but ask yourself, am I using this consistently throughout my life? And if you're not, maybe this is the reminder of that moment that says, hey, it's time to actually start doing this. Mm. And so that first one, one of the most important ones, one of the ones that allows these successful individuals, these entrepreneurs, these investors to continue moving forward no matter what's happening, is that they view challenges as opportunities. And what does that really mean? Well, at the core, what it means is that when they're dealing with some kind of challenge in their life, some type of trip up, some failure, they look at that and they ask themselves some powerful questions. What can I learn? What was I doing differently before that I'm not doing now? How can I move forward from this? And how can I use this to drive me into a whole new place? So instead of that thing becoming an anchor and really holding you back and holding you down, it ends up putting you in a position for it to propel you forward to actually be fuel.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. Yeah, viewing challenges as opportunity. I mean, how many, myself included in this at times, go, golly, man, I wish it weren't so dang hard.
Yeah.
Can this get any easier, please? But yeah, you're saying that those are the prime places that we should be thriving is really.
Well, absolutely. I mean, we're asking the question, can it be easier, please? But we're not using that as an opportunity to learn from it. Now, that doesn't mean that when we're trudging up water and we're rowing in our boat upstream and it's not working, that maybe we should actually let go of the row or the oars and we should let ourselves flow with the current and stop having resistance. That's not necessarily this. But what it is that when we're dealing with those challenges, when we have a failure at a property, when we're dealing with some kind of issue with our spouse, when we're dealing with some kind of big thing that comes up, we ask ourselves some more empowering questions that allow us to get in the state of mind to understand how this is actually going to be a defining moment for us in the positive direction, right? We see those as lessons, right? As motivation, as that driving force. And it's something that we can all do because it's happening all the time, whether we like it or not. We have very little control over what happens in our world, but we have a lot of influence. And part of that influence is changing that perspective. It's simply putting on a new set of glasses and looking at the world in a slightly different way. And this is one of those key ways that successful people look at the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because you can choose to make that, you can build a foundation is the word that comes to mind with what you're saying. Like taking this viewing challenges as opportunity, you can choose to make that a foundation and build from it, or you can, you know, just wither and die on the vine, if you will, by, you know, not applying the things that not looking at those opportunities that come at you every day. There's this defining thing in my morning routine. I've got this every year. I have a term that just to say that this is what the focus of the year is, right? And so my 2021 focus is I must become uncomfortable in everything I undertake, right? And so it is in that challenge that we find those opportunities. And I get uncomfortable by taking on challenges, big challenges. You go, oh my gosh, this is far bigger than anything I've ever taken on before. But yet, like you're saying, that's where you grow. So that's super cool. What's point number two here? What's the second key principle?
Here's the second principle. And it's the thing that so many people get tripped up on. I know personally, I go to real estate investor events and I meet young, driven, doesn't even have to be young in age, just young in experience in real estate. And they talk about being involved in, oh, I want to flip. I'm going to wholesale. I'm going to do commercial real estate. Then I'm going to do multifamily. Then I'm going to do this. And they're focused in so many directions. And so the difference is the most successful people, they're ultra focused. They choose one lane and they drive in it and they move through that lane consistently and they move quickly. And so when you can come at something from a place of ultra focus, focusing on one, maybe two real estate investing strategies that happen to work really well together, it puts you in a position to be able to really gain that experience to really be able to build a habit that ends up leading into a skill that ends up leading into you being an expert. And so the reason why they're able to be so successful is because by focusing in that one direction consistently, they are able to quickly become an expert, to be able to have success in that specific field. And then, and only then, do they add other business lines. Mm-hmm. What I often, you probably have experienced this yourself, you'll meet people and they're talking about doing something new when they just started this new endeavor. They're trying to do too many things at once. And so rather than doing that, by getting ultra focused, you put yourself in a position to really win. And most importantly, it helps other people know what lane you're in. Because people want to help you succeed. People want to help people do great things in the world. And so if I know that I'm a multifamily investor and this is what I do, and this is the way that I work with passive investors and high net worth individuals, I get an opportunity to start building that momentum for other people to share those folks with me in my world. And here's a perfect example of somebody who's done a really great job of this. His name's Joe Fairless. Some people may know him. He's a real estate investor specifically focused in multifamily, has over $1 billion of assets under management. And he's been able to develop this in a very short amount of time with a very small team of under 10, 15 people up until the point where they're at today. And part of the reason he was able to is because he said, I've got one strategy and I've got a couple tactics that go under that strategy. And I know it works because I've modeled some success and I'm just going to continue implementing that over and over. And that's exactly why it's so important to be ultra focused, because it puts you in a position to be able to succeed. And especially if you're going out and making a career out of this,
right?
You want to be able to show up at these networking events, connecting with other people and have them see your progress. Perfect example. When I got started in real estate, I had no experience. I came from a background in management consulting, like we talked about. I'm a digital marketer, tech entrepreneur. I had some of these accolades, but I had no experience or track record.
Right.
So I went out and I went and found a great community of people, you know, real estate investor events, and found a way to surround myself with some of these folks. But I quickly decided that at the time, my strategy was going to be fix and flip. Now I'm a multifamily investor and commercial real estate is my core area. But at the time, I had chosen that path. And then every time I showed up to those events, it gave an opportunity for me to display, just through natural networking and connections, how I had progressed since the last time. And so it's very, very important. If you're active, no matter how experienced you are, if you stay in that one lane, people will be able to start seeing that progression. And people want to work with people who are progressing in their career. People want to work with people who are committed to one direction, and they know that you're going to be consistent. And so that's why it's so important to be ultra focused.
Right, man, that's absolutely true. Yeah, I love that. I love that. And that's hard, especially as you're starting out and you're learning and you're growing to stay ultra focused, because it's what do they call the shiny object syndrome. I mean, my gosh, there's so many fun things to look at, but like you're saying, man, just slow down. So when did you make that change? You know, when did you say, all right, and then how did you rebrand and feel like what you were doing was true to who you said you were going to be in your ultra focus? Because one, you had to stop buying single family at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the key here, right? It's okay to make change, right? It's okay to iterate and learn. My big belief is that at the very beginning of your career, you should go and taste a lot of different flavors of ice cream. Go taste the different flavors of real estate. I'm going to go to this seminar. I'm going to learn from this strategy. I'm going to invest in this education. I'm going to work with this coach. I'm going to learn these things. But at some point, you need to choose one. And when you choose, that puts you in a position to start experiencing what that's like. And so after operating this business for multiple years and obviously operating at a very high level in our space, we were, you know, one of the number one operators at this kind of volume. So what I recognized was, as I started putting myself in new rooms with people who were even more successful at a whole nother level, I realized that I wasn't the top dog. I had finally found a room that I was the dumbest guy in the room, or the smallest player in the room. And that was something that I really felt like, oh, this is actually where I'm supposed to be. This is in alignment. And so what I did was I got clear on what I wanted to build. I sat down, which is what we're going to talk about in a second. But once you can get clear on what you want and why you want it, you can really start to set up your business in a way for you to succeed. So during that time, I knew that I'm running this business, I'm succeeding here, but I'm going to need to make a transition. Now, there's a couple different ways you can do that. You could just close the doors on one and immediately open the other. Now, when you've got a business that's running like ours, we slowly transitioned out, started building those relationships, branding in a way where we're starting to focus on this new direction. We're letting all of investors know that there's an opportunity to shift over here and what the benefit is. And through that transitionary period, it does feel like there's a little bit of a shift of focus. The key thing here is that it comes down to a decision. once I decided that this was the direction we were going to go, I have a new focus. Mm-hmm. And that focus is the transition into the new place, into the new strategy, and then it's executing the new strategy. So over about an 18-month period, we slowly transitioned, winded down all of the projects we were doing, and moved into commercial multifamily. And during that process, because we were winding things down, we didn't hurt any of the relationships that we existingly had. And we allowed those relationships that were interested in longer-term, consistent passive income from real estate to be able to move in that direction. And there's nothing wrong with making a change, but you definitely want to go about it in the right way so that you can come off from a place of credibility.
Right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And I think the credibility is the key word there. And how you execute that transition, I think, is critical, especially as it relates to branding and who you are known for in the industry. So that's awesome. All right. Number three, what's the third of five principles?
Well, I think this is where it comes down to something that, again, I'm just going to preface by saying you guys know this, but I guarantee you 50%, probably 70% are not doing it at the level that you could. And what it comes down to is knowing what you want and why you want it. It's knowing why you're in this game and what the purpose of all of this is about. So what's at the core? It's all about getting that clarity, because here's a perfect example of why this is so critical. And the most successful people are all working from this place of having that clear vision, being focused in an area, and it allows them to execute consistently. So for me, when I started my career, since we're talking about it, I went down the path of wanting to create income through real estate that would allow me to continue to invest continuously to create passive income. But after running this business consistently and making large sums and lump sums of money, I recognized that the reason that I had gotten to the business was different than what I actually was going after. So after 3 or 4 years of success and going down this path of expertise, I recognized that the business that I was building was not the business that I wanted to run for the next 20 years. Mm. I looked around at my clients and I realized that although we were serving some incredible clients, when you're buying houses from folks at 60 or 70 cents on the dollar and they're going through a life transition, they may be grateful that we're able to help deliver this service, but they didn't have the same mindset. They didn't have the same beliefs. They didn't believe that the world could be this better place and that they have the ability to make that influence. They're in survival mode.
Right.
And so I looked around and I asked myself, what do I want? Why do I want it? I want to work with customers and clients who are excited about creating a better life and who believe that real estate is a key tool and vehicle to be able to do that. And I want to work with people on a continuous basis so that that relationship that I'm so great at building can continue to flourish for many years. And I continue to impact those people's lives directly. So I make a lot of money, but I also make impact, and people are a key component. And so for me, by getting clear on what it was that I wanted and why I wanted it, it made that transition of deciding to go from top dog to small dog very easy, because I was able to see what life would be like after going through those hard changes. And so that's why it's so critical, no matter where you're at in your career, you can always continue to get more clear and check in. And when you're working from that place of clarity, it allows everything to happen much more efficiently and effectively. Your team works harder in the same direction. Everyone's rowing in that same direction together collectively. You feel like you're accomplishing more because you're seeing the progress, because you're clear on what it is that you actually want. And you're starting to build that plan about how you're actually going to get there. So this is why it's so important. And yet so many of us wake up and just dive right into email or social media every day. And we look to react instead of getting super clear on what we want and then being proactive and deciding what's that path for us to get there.
Right, man, that's great. That's absolutely great. Yeah, and when you've said this a couple of times, is the difference between knowing and doing, right? Where you're saying that these may be things that we know to do, but maybe necessarily aren't doing it. I mean, so just reiterating it is good. It's kind of like, a lot of us know how to get fit, right? Eat right and exercise, like two things. We know how to do it, but the doing is the part that matters. So I'm happy for the reminders. I think this is excellent. What's number four?
Yeah, number four is you actually create that map, that plan of exactly how you're going to go from where you are to where you want to be. And number five plays into how you're going to create that. But at the core, you want to create that visual of where those waypoints are along your path. So now I know what I want and why I want it, where I'm going, what that's going to look like. I've got the fuel, the excitement, the passion that's going to drive me forward. I'm ultra focused. Now I need to actually create that plan for me to work from. right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people are operating day to day without a plan. But if you don't have that paper in front of you that says exactly what you're going to accomplish today, your calendar doesn't represent it, then you're probably not working in the most effective and efficient way. And therefore, you're probably hurting your ability to actually create the vision and goals that you want to. So we wouldn't go set out on a journey from Los Angeles to New York without first getting clear on what we want, traveling to New York, and why we want it. But at the core, now we need to actually create that plan. We're not just going to jump in the car and just kind of go out and start driving. We're going to need to figure out where we're going to stop along the way. What's the path? What does that look like? How am I going to know that I've arrived? All these things are so critically important. And this is basic stuff, you guys. But I think the important thing is that if I am somebody who studies this and works with people individually coaching and mentoring, as well as have been working in environments where people have been studying this their whole life, and even folks who are super committed are having moments that they realize, oh, I could do this a little bit better. It's the reason why these five success principles are so core, is because they work every single time.
Right, man. Absolutely right. Absolutely right. I love that. I love that idea of creating that map. And even on a very shortened daily basis, if you don't have that map, man, like, what are you going to get done today? You're going to flounder. So what's that quadrant, that decision-making quadrant? Are you familiar with that, where it's like urgent, important, not important? You know, I use that Absolutely. A lot. Yeah, I use that a lot, because you go, okay, maybe my day is, you know, I've got, you know, 1,000 things to do, but how many of these are urgent, important, like have to be done now? What moves the ball down the field? And those are the things that need to go on your plan. So I like that.
Absolutely. It's so important. And that leads us into the final, and I think one of the most important pieces of this entire puzzle of what the five things the most successful people consistently do. And the fifth really wraps everything together, because it's where you end up getting so much of this guidance. And it really comes down to they leverage mentorship and coaches and partners to be able to succeed. So right. No successful person, you, I, or anyone in between, has ever gone and done everything on our own. We've always had great support people. Those are team members. Those are business partners. Those are coaches. Those are mentors. Those are other people who've already been down the path ahead of us.
Right.
So what is a coach versus what is a mentor? A mentor is somebody who's been down the path. They know exactly where to step, how to avoid the potholes along the way, and they're able to guide you down that path in their footsteps and light the way for you. Versus a coach is somebody who really understands how to get the most out of you, how to get the most out of you as a player on the field. They may not have gone down the exact same path. They may have, but they don't necessarily need to. The key thing is that they're able to ask you the questions and help give you guidance so that you can get the most out of yourself. And I think it's really, really important that you recognize that a lot of people have a little bit of fear around hiring a coach or a mentor, or they have a little bit of resistance, but none of the most successful sports athletes have ever done this without having a coach. I mean, Michael Jordan had 6 coaches at the height of his career, everything from health to his jump shot to, you know, of course, the one that we all know of, Phil, his head coach. Each of them has a different role, and each of them helps set things up for success. They help get the most out of you. Now, comparing that with a partner is someone with aligned interest. You can have a coach that is a partner. Your interests are aligned. You're paying that person, or they're receiving a piece of the upside in order to advise you. But a partner is somebody who has the same visions and goals that you do, and you guys are going to go out on that path together. And I think when we talk about real estate, it's so important, right? Because we've got passive investors. Those are partners. It's absolutely key to their success that people are partnering. Otherwise, how do you really passively invest if you don't have great partners? But it's key for everybody in almost every position to go out and find great people who are experts at what they do and find a way to align yourself with them. Because this is where actually further getting that clarity on the what and the why can happen. When you're working with their coach, they can help ask you those questions, help you understand your way of thinking, help shift and improve that. But it's where the plan really hits the road. It's where they can bring that expertise to the table to make sure that you're not going to go down some wrong one way. You're not going to end up getting stuck on a roundabout circling for months or years or days. And they can help pull you out of those positions or those things that they go through. And it's so universal that I really have to underline just how important it is.
Right, man. Yeah, this has been awesome. This has been awesome. The five success principles, man. You couldn't have defined it more clearly or more succinctly. So thank you for taking the time out of your day. And, you know, out of the hundreds of interviews that you've done and compiling them into something that we can digest in such a short time frame. So that's awesome. Stephen, I've really enjoyed this. Let's jump here into the final four questions, which I think the first question is kind of weak because I think you just gave some excellent, excellent things that are going to be hard to replace to this question. But we're going to ask it anyway. Maybe you'll throw something new at us. The first question is this. What is one piece of advice you would give to an aspiring investor?
Yeah. So one piece of advice is we obviously just shared these five success principles. And I encourage you guys to go grab a copy, a physical copy, complimentary. You can just head right over to investormindset.com/success and you can just download a copy. I'm sure you'll include that in the show notes. Yep. So you guys can run with those and start applying them in your own life. But the advice that I would give is go apply these. But the second piece of advice is to be patient. To recognize that everything is going to happen when it's supposed to happen. That doesn't mean you don't still need to show up and do the work, but that regardless of whether things work out the way you want, to simply just let go and move forward. If you can come from a place of being detached from the outcome, you've got a vision, you're really clear on what it is that you want, why you want it. And as soon as you don't get it, you immediately let go and ask yourself, well, how can I move forward from here? Right. And if you can continue to do that path, it'll really set you up to succeed no matter what.
Right. Absolutely. Number two is this. When it comes to investing in yourself, what is one thing you're doing to stay on top of your game?
Yeah. So I work with multiple coaches and mentors who help me operate at the best. And I think it's really been my superpower is to be able to find great people to partner with and help me succeed.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you hit on that earlier and that's just circling that again. That's absolutely a key point. Number three is this, when it comes to investing in the world, what is one way you're making the world a better place?
Yeah. So with all the investments that we do, there's always an impact component. Of course, we're making a great income and our investors are changing their life because, you know, they're making a great income and able to do more of what they want. But we really focus on, hey, how can we directly make an impact in those tenants' lives. So we really believe in, you know, different programs to share some of these mindset principles with folks. I personally go and work directly with Junior Achievement, going into classrooms or on Zooms these days, you know, sharing some of these ideas so that young people can realize that, you know, your past doesn't have to equal your future and that there is another way to think about this stuff and entrepreneur is a great path.
Right, right. Man, that's awesome. Good for you. Good for you. Last question, Stephen, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, what is the best way to do that?
Yeah, so I highly recommend you head over to investormindset.com/success and pick up that guide. But if you do, I encourage you to head over. If you liked the show and what we've been talking about, we dive into a lot more real estate, but a lot of mindset on Investor Mindset Podcast. And you're welcome to reach out to me on your favorite social media. Just shoot me a DM and let me know that you listen to this show. And me or someone from my team will put us in touch.
That's awesome. Stephen, thank you so much for your time today. Do appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.